This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
It is March 3rd, 2024. Never thought we'd see this day. Sting's retirement. Oh my God. Emotional night. What the fuck happened at the end? Myself, Mr. Matt Morgan. Matt, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's late, but that was one hell of a pay-per-view. That was really good, I thought.
It's great. It was an all-timer. And I feel like Tony Khan, as much shit as he gets, he gave Sting the retirement so richly deserved that very few people ever get. And Sting got it. And it was awesome.
He did. I like that we got a chance at the end to hear him talk to the fans too. I thought that was cool because that was all extra that I feel we weren't supposed to get. That was cool.
And then it turned into TDP and Goldberg, where they just cut it off. You're like watching, you know, right? You're emotionally invested, and then it's like, oh shit, they just cut it off.
Okay, so I wasn't off put by just because Sting was saying, like, while he was talking, like, they're gonna go off any minute now, so I'm just gonna talk basically, and thank the fans. I liked it. That pay-per-view, though, brother, holy crap. Just matches the psychology in a lot of them. AEW gets buried all the time for people no-selling and high spots and high-spot monkeys that don't care about psychology, blah, blah, blah. Tonight, that was not the case. I mean, really good, great matches that if you saw my reaction to him, Raj, complete mark mode, like screaming at the TV, like just blown away by the matches tonight. Seriously. It was that good.
Yeah. And we'll go through it. I agree with you. I thought, my thing with Sting, I wanted him to have that Rocky V story where like Darby turned on him and you have that big storyline. Ah. But it turned out to be pretty freaking great. You know, like having the Young Bucks as the last opponent. It's not like a legendary thing going out with the Young Bucks, but it was pretty awesome.
It was, and obviously because it was age, they brought out a bunch of for people like, oh, it was so trash style wrestling with all the glass and the chairs and the ladders. Guys, you need all of those. I'm not calling them special effects, but you need all of that ballyhoo because you got to cover. You know this. You're gonna ask this guy who's a legend, an icon. In his senior years, literally his senior years, to go through a 20-plus minute match? What? No. So they did a good job of hiding all of his weaknesses and playing to his strengths. Some of the spots I was blown away with, just him going through the glass, him going through the ladder. Oh, God, they killed Sting. but, man, he's a tough dude. Got to give him his props.
His son. It was ridiculous how much his son looked like him when he was doing the surfer.
Oh, it was eerie. And I thought the announcers should have gotten to that earlier when they first came, the two sons first came out on stage in the face paint. You know, I thought they should have been me like, that's Sting's kids. They did when the entrance eventually started, but right. I don't know. I just thought they could have gotten into it earlier. They also said in the beginning of the match that it's Texas Tornado style matches. Style of match where anything right. can go. They said it like toward the end of the match, middle of the match, but they should have said it early on. Cause in the beginning I was like, well, wait a minute, why are they letting the kids, his kids like Stinger Splash in right front of the ref's face? Did I miss something here?
Yeah. You're right. Which is, it's kind of always a stupid rule. Cause at some point, can't you just, you know, bring a gun?
Like there's no limit, right? There's no limit, right. but his kid that was in the NWO, Stinger, dude, he's shredded. He could be a wrestler, dude. I know it sounds dude, crazy just watch him do like two Stinger splashes.
Yeah.
Right?
They have the traps.
He was cut. Hit the traps.
But, man, you know, what a great way for, you know, to go out. I felt like the rest of the pay-per-view was, you know, it was dressing. It was all about Sting. Will Ospreay looked outstanding tonight.
I thought they killed him too, Raj. I thought he died tonight in that ring. On that,
really?
I'm exaggerating, but right. with the brain buster that was, he's supposed to hit his head on the top turnbuckle, but he missed. They missed it completely, and his bottom of his back hit the top rope, damn near snapped.
Yeah.
Oh, that match was insanely good. Now that was one where they did step. Guys, I'm being super duper nitpicky here. I just want to be clear because that match was one for the ages. Takeshka is the whole package. He knows how to sell. One of the big knocks on Japanese talents when they come to the U.S. is that, oh, they don't know how to sell or how to fight from underneath because they wrestle strong style over there. Okay. Mm-hmm. He does. He is a good, he could be an amazing babyface because did you watch his selling, his body language during the sell? And him reaching to the fans and stuff. He was Takeshka. He was impressive as hell in that match. I was so blown away by him. And he keeps getting better. Looks the part on top of it. I just they did step on a pop. What I'm saying, I'm being nitpicky here. Toward the end there was like 1, 2, 3, 4 insane moves in a row where like I couldn't even catch my breath from popping from the first two. So that's their style of wrestling. The fans went berserk for it, the paying audience, right?
Yeah.
That match was, I guarantee you, was going to get like 8 stars or something like that from Mel. I guarantee it.
Yeah. Oh, he had the box of lotion on the side. yeah, with all due respect, love Dave. Just kidding.
That is definitely that's his style of match, right? And that Will Ospreay, I mean, it's stating the obvious, he's impressive awesome. As hell.
Yeah. So the show opened up. We had the Bang Bang Scissor Gang. You know, I don't really think we have to spend too much time on it, but it is kind of crazy how fallen off the importance ladder that the Acclaimed have kind of fallen off. You know what I mean? Like they were the hottest act in AEW a year and a half ago. Now they're not.
Yeah, I agree. And that's no fault of theirs, right?
Yeah.
It's not. That's booking, bad booking.
Yeah, and Jay White as well, you know, like he he was in the main event picture a little bit ago, and now this is where he's at.
Yep. There's a lot of big stars in that company, too. Like, that roster is stacked.
Yeah, it's one thing to be able to sign all these people, and then it's another to be able to utilize them at their maximum potential.
Yep, there's not enough space.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we got Okada coming in, and I just don't see. Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. Yeah.
All right. So after that, we had Chris Statlander and Willow Nightingale defeating Julia Hart and Sky Blue. Chris Statlander is a, you know, she's a superstar. Willow Nightingale just always has the charisma. But I don't know. I looked at this match. I'm like, Mercedes is coming in. This women's division is not there. You know what I mean?
If you're basing it off of tonight's talents that were featured,
yeah,
I would say, yeah, but we got to remember who's on this roster. And it's easy to forget sometimes because we don't see them forever. Mm-hmm. Right. We're forgetting there's like four or five real upper echelon women in that division. We just didn't, besides Statlander, in my opinion, we didn't really, well, come on, Julia Hart is a champion and this and that. No disrespect to her. I don't consider one of the top five in that division.
Right.
She's good. Yeah. Obviously, it's only going to keep getting better. She's so young, but that match was okay. We didn't get cooking yet at this pay-per-view. It's starting to cook here at this point.
Right. Jay Miller 3389 saying, I don't know how a glass spot like that got approved. The glass hit fans.
Oh, wow.
Tony called AEW the safest wrestling. I mean, that was sugar glass, right? Like that wasn't real glass.
No way. I mean, was that real glass? Yeah, there's no way that was real glass, guys, because you could tell by how they were handling it when they were picking it up. Yeah. Although Sting's second son, the one with the red face paint,
yeah,
he hosted it over there by himself with no help. So maybe that was definitely not real glass, I promise.
Sting's sons, they've got something there if they ever want to.
If they want to do it, yeah.
They want to do it, yeah. Mercedes Moné is coming in, but this was what we had. AEW Revolution, the pay-per-view got started. Christian Cage in the opener defeated Daniel Garcia to retain the TNT title. I think Christian Cage is on another level right now. He is, in my opinion, the most entertaining he's ever been right now.
Yes. And I liked some of his stuff early on. When he was trying to, when he was back in the day in WWE, when he was trying to take over for The Rock, when The Rock was going to Hollywood,
yeah,
and he started calling the folk, like the fans, his peeps, and like I thought he was entertaining as hell then, but this is different level. You're right.
Yeah. And when he goes to the ring, he just presents himself like a star, and that's a hard thing to do. Like not many people know how to do that, and he really has that right now.
So out of 1,000 guesses, if you gave it to me, I'm trying to change something up with my gimmick or my character, would it ever enter my head, I'm going to go to the ring in a frigging turtleneck? Never, never would that enter the equation in my head.
And maybe insult dead people's parents.
or that. He's just so creative. He's always been very creative. He's one of the best match organizers I've ever seen in the business. I mean that. Everybody will tell you that. He puts together great matches. He's always a quarterback in every match he's ever been in, honestly.
Yeah, I hot take right here, but I think he's more valuable than Edge right now.
Isn't that saying something? That is a hell of a statement. That's a big statement, Raj Gary.
But
no, it is. And it's good on Christian because he's always been the second to Edge's, you know, Robin to Edge's Batman.
Yeah.
So good on him.
And Marie saying, I'm biased. Eddie Ryan was my favorite match. That was awesome. I mean,
that was my favorite singles. That was definitely my favorite singles match.
Yeah. I mean, Daniel Bryan, Bryan Danielson, whatever. He's just going so off on such a career high. So. It's great to see. So Christian Cage won that. After that, we had Eddie Kingston defeating Bryan Danielson to retain that Continental Crown title. This was kind of WWE booking where Danielson pinned Eddie Kingston on Dynamite. You knew that
Kingston was getting the get back.
Yeah.
Yeah. But how they got there was very, very entertaining. I put it like you saw me. I put it on Twitter earlier. I forgot to share our dang show when I did it because I'm a blabbermouth and I do talk to text when I do Twitter. Anyways, and what I was saying is, they're such a good example. Those two, on how not to overly give the business away with being so cooperative. It's so obvious to every fan watching. All the fans in the arena know it's at work already, but right. don't, you should try not to insult their intelligence by totally giving it to them. Right. Yeah. Try to, so like what they were doing. I'll tell any young wrestler today, watch this match and watch how hard Eddie was making Daniel Bryan Danielson work to do the most basic maneuvers, the basic chain wrestling spots. Mm-hmm. And vice versa with Bryan Danielson for him as well. It looked like a real fight, because that's Pitt Finley would tell us, guys, you don't want it to be too smooth. When I hear too smooth, that's not a compliment, in my opinion, because that means it they'll say, oh, man, it's a dance, kind of like ballet. You're in the ring in synchronicity with your opponent. Okay, that's a great and good story. But in a real fight, it doesn't look like that. So Fit would always say, in a real fight, there's struggles in there, right? Make it look like a real fight. And that looked like a real fight out there tonight. Mm-hmm.
Do you think Danielson is losing too much to where beating him doesn't mean as much?
No, no, I think he's untouchable as a made guy, mm-hmm. as a made man permanently for the rest of his career. Oh. And look, tomorrow, let me ask you this. Would you be blown away? Like, if they say, okay, it's Samoa Joe, this upcoming Dynamite, Samoa Joe versus Bryan Danielson, people might be like, well, wait a minute. What's his win-loss record? I wouldn't. I'd be like, that's a great match. I want to watch that match. That's two main event acts.
Yeah.
I think he's that good. Kind of similar to Jericho, right? Where Jericho, you can plug and play anywhere because he's done it for so many years. He's so established as a star.
Right. Yeah. Up next, we had Wardlow defeating Powerhouse Hobbs. Speaking of Jericho, Chris Jericho, Lance Archer, Hook, Brian Cage, Magnus, and Dante Martin in the All-Star Scramble to win a shot at the AEW World title. The booking of Wardlow, I won't have faith in it until it happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, they forgot about the guy for a year.
Yeah.
Unless he's had an injury I'm unaware of. Like, do you remember he steamrolled through MJF and put him out on a stretcher?
Yeah, he killed him last year. Right? That was this pay-per-view, right? It was Revolution.
Wow. What did they do for follow-up? Zip, zilch, nada.
Was that 2 years ago or last year? Oh, my God. It feels like 5 years ago, but yeah.
They did, that's the same similar crap. When I was at TNA, they'd get me to the World Heavyweight title match for a pay-per-view. Where I'd lose in the main event to whoever it was, Jeff Hardy, Kurt Angle, AJ Styles, whoever it was, right? Mm-hmm. But they'd build me to get me there. And then, like, a month later, I'd be doing random tag team matches where I'd be stuck in a tag team division somehow for, like, the next 6 months. And they'd give me the tag team title belt. Like, that's what they did with Wardlow. They tagged him with Samoa Joe after that. And it was just stupid because it tells the fans you really don't have the rocket attached to him. You're putting him on pause right now, but keeping him on television right in the middle of the card. No, when you have a big monster like that, it's one way or the other.
Yeah. And he was Goldberg there for a little bit.
Yes.
They just threw ice on him, which made
sense. Yes. Yes. Yes.
But, you know, maybe there were other reasons. You know, me and QT got into it on Twitter. But maybe there was other reasons, but I do.
No, maybe there. Hey, if there are, I don't know that. I'm just sticking with my fellow big man.
Roderick Strong beating Orange Cassidy. Roderick Strong, if you can suck charisma out of a wrestler, that's in my opinion, that's what you get with Roderick Strong. I like Roderick Strong. He's a good wrestler, but
very good wrestler.
Yeah.
Yeah, felt bad for them in this one just because this pay-per-view was on fire after that match. To follow that match,
yeah,
good Lord, I would not have wanted that pressure.
It was rough, and at the end, we saw Kyle O'Reilly return.
Good to see him back and healthy.
He looked good. I mean, he looked like he hadn't slept in a few days, but he looked good.
Let's see how what they do. Excuse me. Let's see what they do with him.
Yeah, they're just not.
So we got to remember. So they're not going to be individual stars, those group, right? As a group, You always got to think of them as a group, because they're not. We've seen many attempts of individually trying to push these guys. For whatever reason, it doesn't work. I don't know. I don't think it's them, because their talent is off the chain impressive. It's right. Something with the character there. They got to figure out something different. And it's easy to say, you know, now that I'm retired and removed from the business, looking back at it, right? Because when you're in the business and you're doing this and you're going 100 miles an hour,
right.
Sometimes there's not time to stop and think of how can I change things up? And you get stuck in this rut of doing the same shit over and over and over and over because you think that's what fans want to see from you.
And, we'll talk about this later, but we saw The Rock doing a 20-minute promo in front of a phone, and you just see like what it can be.
You can't compare anybody. There's nobody past, present, or future. How about that? That can compare to that. I'm just sorry. There just isn't.
There is, but those are the guidelines being set again. And I think Roderick Strong, he's a great wrestler, KOR, great talent, but
right. They
don't have that personality to really matter, in my opinion, to, going forward.
Okay.
But,
hey.
Shit. I should delete that.
No, what was next?
John Moxley and Claudio defeating FTR. Great match.
Hell to the yeah. I freaking loved this match. Dang, what'd you put on Twitter about that? I saw a little bit. You said I said this is the best tag team match I've seen in God only knows how long. And you responded, what'd you say?
No, I thought it was outstanding. Yeah. But
like
I'm gonna forget about it tomorrow.
You won't remember tomorrow?
No.
You won't remember what being impressed with the tag team maneuvers of FTR, like him, hang on, him reaching over the top. Was it not Cash? Come on, not Cash. What's the other one?
Dax.
No, Dax. Sorry, Cash reaching over the top rope, pulling Dax's foot down when he was like in a pile driver position. Like these little nuances they do as like tandem is so such a throwback to like Arn and Tully. I know everybody likes to say that, but these guys updated in today's wrestling with today's wrestling style.
Yeah.
Shout out to all four guys. They killed this match tonight.
I thought they were awesome. But again, I just don't see myself remembering it a month from now. As you know, again, the story, again, we're not going to forget Sting's retirement, right? Like that was tonight.
Right.
But I just feel like, when AEW started, we were all like, oh, the tag teams are going to get the main event spot. It's going to be this and that, and this and that. And it's just not.
Yeah.
I mean, who would have thought that WWE would have had the first pay-per-view tag team match after AEW started, KO?
Yeah. 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 WrestleMania close, main event being a tag match. Good call. I wouldn't have thought that. Yeah.
Yeah. But great match. Go out of your way if you haven't watched it. Go out of your way to watch it. And then we had Toni Storm defeating Deonna Purrazzo for the AEW Women's Title.
Right decision. This was the right decision.
Most best gimmick in wrestling right now. What do you think?
Yes. Yes. Flat out. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
It was interesting, and I don't take too much stock in the Observer Awards, but she won best gimmick and also third place in the worst gimmick. And it's like, if you're voting for her for worst gimmick, we just don't like the same stuff.
Like, yeah. Like, how does that happen, though?
I don't know.
There's too many awards, to be honest with you. They have way too many awards. I saw like half of them and I stopped because I was like, I'm out of time to go through
this one. And I think a lot of them are mean-spirited. Like if they really are the...
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Oscars for wrestling, you don't have the worst categories,
worst
right?
Gimmick. Yeah.
It's just mean-spirited. The Oscars, they don't have the worst actor or anything like that.
I like the way you said that. I never, you know, as a wrestler, mm-hmm. I feel that, but I'd stop. Maybe that's me being like a wimp about it. You know what I mean? But you know what I mean? But in reality, you know, you're right, dude. What happens if you're the one that gets labeled that? That can hurt your career, your dream, the whole nine. Like, you're right. That's kind of a waste of an award.
Yeah, it's just me.
Any of the negative ones. Yeah.
Next, we had, this is where in my opinion, the event just went to high gear. Will Ospreay defeating Takeshita. We're all giving Will Ospreay his flowers, but he's just awesome.
He deserves them. He deserves every freaking petal on every single one of them flowers. He is amazing in that ring.
Yeah.
And he's another one. His body language on his, like, oh, he didn't sell this. He started headbutting the turnbuckle, man. Okay, great. But watch his body language while he's doing all of that. He is selling as he's doing all of that. And same with Takeshka. Takeshka selling one of his knockout blows that he got hit with. What is his hands all contorted? Which shows nerve damage. Like, I would never have thought of that to do on the cell ever. Like, that dude is really, really impressive. Like, we knew Will's amazing already, but the Keshka, god dang.
Yeah.
He blew my mind tonight. He blew my mind. Seriously.
Ospreay is just, and the thing, he makes it feel as real as you can make.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yes.
When he's hitting the knees to the face, it's like, holy shit, like, you can't fake that.
Go back and watch the forearms that they were giving each other. Holy, I was pausing it and trying to watch it.
Yeah.
But like, stupid streamer, not streamer, what's it called? The app that you watch the pay-per-view on wouldn't let me do it. But I was like, because they look like they were literally like hammering each other with them forearms. They were perfectly placed. Everything about this match was absolute A's across the board.
He's the man. I mean, and Tony Khan, when he wants to get someone, he's getting them.
Hang on. What about Takeshka, though? You ain't give. Well, give him his flowers. Dang it.
Yeah. He.
Are you not impressed? Be honest. Are you not impressed? Be honest. You don't think he can be a big star?
I do. I think he's got it. He's got the look. He's got the size.
He does have all of that. And he could work his ass off in that ring. And he can sell. I saw it tonight.
Now it's the promo ability. Like, can he translate?
Yes, that's a good question. That's why they have a manager for him.
Speak English or do whatever. Just being that character that.
I don't think he has to. I think he's one of the few that doesn't have to just because of how cool he looks. Like, he's another one that most rooms he walks in, he's probably the coolest looking guy.
Yeah. I mean, it's like Brock Lesnar. He never had to cut a promo, right? If you have the right aura, you can get away. And yes. I think he probably can. He has it all. He has all the tools.
Yes, sir.
And then finally, we had the main. Before the main event, we had Samoa Joe defeating Hangman Page and Swerve. Samoa Joe choked out Page to win the match. You know, it was, you can't go wrong with these guys. It was good stuff, but
I wanted Swerve to win. Maybe that's the point, right? Now I'm going to come along for the next pay-per-view until he wins it, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that's the point. I don't know. I was very disappointed he didn't win tonight. And again, I think they went to the well too many times with having a Hangman involved. And I know people are going to say, well, duh, Matt, that's the heat. They want us to not like Hangman Adam Page because he keeps getting involved and screwing up the match we want to see, which is Swerve Strickland versus Joe and him beat Joe. But this match, I felt actually felt bad for them a little bit just because of the last two matches they had to follow.
Yeah.
Because they were just off. They were all world matches. The first, the two matches right beforehand were just, I kept telling my wife, I'm like, there's no way they can top this.
Yeah.
Like that Ospreay match was just good Lord. So it was a good match. And for storytelling purposes, Raj, we got to give them their props on this because we get on AEW saying it's all spot, 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 and not enough stories and emotion and characters. They did. All three of these gentlemen, especially Swerve and Hangman Adam Page, were deep into their character tonight and their storyline progressing.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And it was everything it should have been, and it shouldn't have overshadowed the main event. You don't want it to be the thing you're talking about coming out of Sting's retirement. So,
well, let me ask you this. So when I was wrestling, you were supposed to, in the perfect world, you couldn't just go to the ring and get your shit in and blow the roof off in the first or second or third match. You couldn't do that. You'd get so much heat in the, from the upper echelon guys. It's not even funny. So let's say we had an Undertaker retiring. Let's pretend. And I'm up 3, 4, or 5 even. I would be fired, but I get a lot of heat on me from the other talents. Let's say if I went out there and absolutely had a 5-star classic with somebody, I'd get so much heat for that because the whole show, you guys, is supposed to just slightly keep going up. You can't see me.
Right.
Up. And for the main event, it caps everything off. It blows the roof off everything because you've tempered the fans' reactions properly by not throwing everything in the kitchen sink into every single match beforehand where they're dulling as reaction when the main event comes out finally.
Yeah.
But it's a different day and age. It's different day and age today.
I feel like it's like a great TV show, right? You don't want everything in the fourth episode. You, if it's a 10 episode series, you want it to build and you're,
you know, pay off.
Yeah.
And pay off on episode 10 if that's the last one. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, what the hell do I know? Because those fans were going berserk the whole show, and God bless their energy. They were there for Sting at the end. I was really happy for that.
And let's get to that. The main event, Sting and Darby Allin defeating the Young Bucks. Man, I got emotional. Like, you know, I'm a Stinger, you know, Sting fan growing up.
What, during the beginning, like that, whatever the hell you call it, the vignette beforehand?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it was like, cool. I wish WWE wasn't so petty and gave their footage, you know, like they could have incorporated me that. Too. But regardless, we all know who Sting is. We all know what he's done. And man, that got me.
That's awesome, dude. That's so cool because, you know, he was very meaningful to every single, you know, one of us wrestling fans growing up, right?
Yeah. I mean, I was a WWF guy growing up, but Sting was the one, him and Great Muta, that feud is the one that got me watching WCW. And, you know, and he's always been the epitome of class. You never hear about him burying other talent or, you know, no politics. He's just, never. And with the stuff with Hogan, he could have been so bitter about how that Starrcade 97 finish went. And you don't hear him saying, like, I was screwed. It was bullshit. Nothing like that.
No. And that's what I learned with him is, you know, not to get all like Bible thumper here on everyone. He's a devout Christian.
Yeah.
And he really holds himself to a different standard 24/7. So like guys are going out for drinks, stuff like that. Sting ain't doing that. You know, he always, he walked that fine line toward, like, at least when I started wrestling.
Yeah.
Early in his years, he partied a little bit early on.
Yeah.
And, you know, gave his life to Christ. But he's a family man, you know, loves his family. And I respect, like, everybody respects the hell out of him. He was so great to have in TNA just to pull you aside and say, you know, he was so good at giving advice, unsolicited. Yeah. You know, you can always count on him to pull you aside after you think you just crushed it and him be like, be honest with you and say, hey, I know you think that was great. Next week, I want to talk to you after the excitement's died down a little bit. And in my head, I'm like, oh, shit, then that really wasn't as good as I thought it was it? But it made me better. It made me better. But he did that with everybody, Raj.
Yeah.
He's such a good dude.
Such a, yeah. Well, as a fan, we're the same age. We've kind of grown up on wrestling.
Yeah.
What was your favorite Sting moment? For me, it was when he first took out the NWO and he repelled the first time. And he repelled. Ooh. Crowd went ape shit. Awesome. You know, like that was an all-timer.
So I grew up.
WCW hit its peak at that night.
Yes, that was an absolute peakest of peaks. Yeah, yeah, you're right. Man, that one's tough to top, honestly. But so when I grew up in Connecticut, so mainly WWF was everywhere. And I lived two towns over from Stamford. But so like I would get WCCW randomly somehow. Yeah. And I'd also get NWA, but I'd only get it like once a weekend or something like that, if I remember right. And I remember seeing him versus it was Flair actually, but it was like, you know, it was in a promo segment. It wasn't a match.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking like, what would he look like against Hulk Hogan? I wonder. And then like, I started going to remember going grocery shopping with your mom and it was boring as hell when you were a little kid. Like, I mean, like 6, 7, 8. Yes. Yes. Yeah. We'd go hang out in the magazine aisle watching all the wrestling magazines and to see like the dream match covers they used to put up. And remember Sting versus
Shawn Michaels.
Yeah. So that's how I learned more about who he was. Like, so this is like Hulk Hogan, but in a different world. This is so cool. Like blonde hair Sting was God, so over. He was jacked too back then.
Yeah, Surfer Sting was all.
What do you think of his? Hey, what do you think of Surfer Sting's traps, Raj?
Man, his son, those traps. That was some good shit.
What the hell? Jim Ross buried the poor kid and goes, plus size Stinger Splash there. Come on, JR.
JR. The dude is he is what was that movie where they had the doppelgangers?
The what?
The doppelgangers in that movie. I forget the name of the movie, but that was Sting's kid. He looked like Sting. It was amazing. I think if he wants to go in, he's
both. Yeah. Both.
The NWO Sting not as much.
What? He was the stud wide. He was the stud athlete from UK.
Yeah, but he didn't. He looked.
Watch the Stinger Splash again. It was better than the other kids. I swear it was.
Surfer Stinger had the more size.
He was thicker. Yes. But NWO, Wolfpack Sting, right? He had to wear the singlet, which doesn't show if the guy had abs or not. Which I have a feeling he did because his chest was very, very like you tell you he lifts.
Right.
He has a crazy vert.
Yeah.
They both could do it. I'm serious.
I'm nitpicking here. They both can be stars. I mean, they're both bigger than the people on the card. And size doesn't matter.
Yes. Anymore. Dude, they were bigger than the Young Bucks. And the Young Bucks jumped them. It was the weirdest looking thing, like visually. I'm like, those two would wipe the floor with those two in real life.
Yeah. And then, of course, Sting's giving a speech. Mid-sentence gets cut off. It was DDP and Goldberg all over again.
Well, to be fair, we weren't supposed to get any of that. The match was supposed to end. Yay, Sting. Everybody's happy. And we're signing off. Good night, folks. Right? That's how it's supposed to go off the air. They had extra time. You got some sentences in thanking the fans. We got to see that. I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
I had no problem with that.
Yeah. So, again, thank you, Tony Khan, giving.
Yes.
How many wrestlers have had the send off that Sting got tonight? Zero.
Great point. You're right. Not any. I don't know many wrestlers that get to have it their own way like that.
Yeah.
Did Taker got to?
I mean, he had the cinematic. His last match was that cinematic match.
Well, that's right.
He could have, but it just never happened. And, Ric Flair, Shawn Michaels ended up doing that shitty match in Saudi. So as far as I'm assuming this is it for Sting and to be able to go out like that. I mean, seriously, that's an all-time great exit.
He's not in WWE Hall of Fame already, is he?
No. Oh, no, he is. 2016.
He is?
He got it. Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad they got that in.
Yeah. Luger's not in. They need to get That's Luger the in. One. And Sting should induct Luger, in my opinion.
That would be awesome. Yeah. Lex Luger, man. Folks, you all want to be like motivated. You need to start following Lex Luger on Twitter. He'll talk to you too if you write him. Like, he's such humble. He's so humble. God. Very changed man.
Yeah. He's one of those guys that really turned over a new leaf.
Yep.
And man, yeah. Great dude. So, sure. I guess a couple last things. Virgil passed away this last week. What got me into wrestling was the Million Dollar Man, Hulk Hogan, that 87-88 storyline. And Virgil was, he was
a huge part of that.
Yeah, he was in it.
Yeah, absolutely he was. He was jacked, too. He was always so physically impressive. I remember always, like, wanting to see what he would look like in a wrestling, I used to say uniform, because I didn't know they were called trunks when I was a kid. what would he look like? Like, he'd be impressive looking, I bet, as a wrestler.
Yeah.
When's he going to blow this Million Dollar Man off finally and punch him in the mouth? You know? So I was a hook, line, and sinker wanting to see that.
Yeah, they did a Macho Man Virgil match on Superstars one week where Macho Man just squashed him. And I was like, what are you doing? This guy looks like $1 million. Why are you squashing this guy? You know?
Yeah.
Like, when the Virgil DiBiase turn happens, you need to keep this guy strong. But
you would think.
Yeah.
I remember this. I'm dead serious. I remember it.
I met Virgil a few times, man. Great dude. Cool. Always. He got his gimmick. He got being the butt of the joke and went with it. And a lot of people have a hard time with that. And he did it.
Yeah. No, he made money off of it actually. And and smart, very smart. He was very smart. People don't give him enough credit how smart he is, because people try to make fun of him as in his older years and stuff like that. I never understood it. Never understood, like, what do you get out of doing that? Come on.
Yeah.
But he made money. I remember one time I asked him, I was like, hey, does that ever bother you? You know?
Yeah.
Tell everybody to F off, you know? And he's like, if I told you how much money I made off of this, he goes, you'd be surprised. God bless him. He was always friendly to me. It was very, very nice. I think it's always nice to everybody from what I've seen. I'm sure people have different stories here or there, but I could say that about every single human being on this planet.
Yeah.
You know,
other than Sting.
Except, that's true. I don't know of any bad stories with him, honestly. That's a good point, actually.
Real quick before we send off here, The Rock. We haven't discussed this, you and me. All-time great promo. What do you think? Top five?
Yes. All-time. Oh my dude, I don't know what I texted you and like Glenn back.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure I said this is the best promo I've ever seen, because and that's saying something. We've seen amazing banger promos, usually with him, by the way, from the past. Yeah. But easily top five. Easily. And that's a 20 plus minute promo.
Yeah. Well, and if that was in front of a crowd, that would have taken 3 hours, getting the crowd reaction.
Because the crowd's reaction, good point.
Boom, 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 boom. It was next world stuff. It was awesome.
He did such an amazing job of making us believe. He said he was like, he literally said, he's blurring the line in the middle of the promo. And it didn't take us, it didn't take me out of it at all. It made me get hooked even more, which never happens when a talent is telling you this is a work. And it still didn't matter to me. Like, he's that good. He is that good.
So is he so far good that he might overshadow?
Yes.
Like, you almost want him to take the foot off the gas pedal a little bit.
Yes. Yeah, I saw you say that. And I agree with that. The only way to do that is it's got to be about Roman's got to do all the talking. Rock's just sitting there in the back. I don't know what that looks like. I don't know what that would look like.
I did think that one line where he had The Rock acknowledge him just kind of shifted that power dynamic. Like it.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time. That was magical. That moment. That's not hyperbole. That was a magical moment.
And everyone's on the seat of their, you know, on the seat of their asses, like waiting to see if he's going to do it. And when he did.
So Raj, brother, one of the hardest like reactions or reactions to hear in an audience is the gasp.
Yeah.
Or is the hoping to see something. We're about to see something cool here. You could hear it very in the distance.
Right.
Because it's more of a, everybody collectively making that same noise at the same time, right?
The gasp. But
go back and, the gasp. Go back and watch it and listen. It just, everyone's on the edge of their seats, like you said, every step of the way, a Rock slowly taking his glasses off, really milking it. And I never thought I'd hear him say that. I'm dead ass. I did not think he was going to say that. I'm like, uh-oh. They're going to be teasing him. Yeah, I was like, are they going to tease a breakup here? Because there's no way Rock's saying that already. No way.
And when he did it, the You Sold Out champ, it was just perfect. It was perfect. The cinema stuff can be a little annoying, but it was cinema. You know, like that's what we got right now. It's awesome.
And it's on fire. He's not lying, saying, hey, Seth Rollins, you know, you're saying this, that about me. I'm making WWE more exciting. He's not lying.
Yeah. He's absolutely 100% right. Tim Mickles bringing up, what about Ole? Ole Anderson, do you have any stories or?
No, I never got to meet Ole. No, never got to meet him. Just
dude.
That's what we hear.
Yeah, I mean that respectfully, in the sense that he was an old school tough guy that he wasn't going around kissing babies. He was old school,
right? Very gruff, right? Just remember him from the Four Horsemen, obviously, right? And the Andersons. But that's really the extent of it. I never got a chance to meet him, though, no.
Yeah.
But all condolences to his family.
Condolences, legend. And weirdly flipping, am I Indian? Yes, I am. And all right. Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Please take a second, hit the like, the subscribe. It really does help us out a ton. We'll be back here soon.
Yeah, we're trying to keep up with things in real time as they're happening, folks. So if something big happens, let's say on Raw, we'll probably cover it. If it's big, SmackDown, if it's big, we'll cover it. News in the middle of the week, we'll cover it. So that's why you want to subscribe and hit the notification, turn that on, so you could see when we're going to go live, like tonight, for example.
Yeah, we're just all over the place. So hit the bell, like and subscribe, and we really appreciate it. You guys have helped us grow so fast, and we really do appreciate it. Thank you guys so much. For myself, BP Matt Morgan, follow him on Twitter, Instagram, follow myself, and follow my newsletter, practicalmoney.co, if you want some financial advice. And we will see you here again soon on Gigantic Pop. Thank you.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.